Someday, some people may ask us, our kids or grandkids, were you there? Did you see that 18-inning masterpiece of the Astros? Many of you might say, yes, I was. I hope also, if anyone asks us about our faith, that we might say, yes, in my heart, in my spirit, by reading the scriptures, by reminding myself of this story over and over again. Yes, I was there for that marathon of Jesus suffering on the cross. Yes, I was there because, as the Old Testament reading said, our sins were laid on Him. It was for our iniquities that He was crushed. Yes, we were there. And I hope that by studying the gospel, as we've been trying to do these past 19 weeks, that we are getting ourselves more into the story and maybe, more importantly, getting more of the story into us, into our actions, into our words, and so much that happens there. Because otherwise, we really run a risk. We run a risk of Jesus kind of being like our spiritual 7-Eleven, that we're going to pop in, we're going to get something when we need it. Or maybe as Herod said it, you know, Herod, once he saw Jesus, he was so pleased because finally he was going to get to see Him perform something. Did you hear that in Luke 23 verse 8 earlier? Is that really all we want? We just want Jesus to be there when we have a hard time. The rest of it let me handle on my own. But if I, you know, you're like my spiritual AAA, Jesus. If I have a crash, if I get lost, if I run out of something, I'll call you and you come bail me out. And that's when I need you to come through. That's when I need you to perform. And I hope, I pray Jesus is so much more to us than that. And is so much more that we trust in about Him. And to maybe get us there in the story, I want to focus in on this little episode with the two men that are crucified beside Jesus. So from Luke 23, starting at verse 39, one of the criminals who hung there hurled an insult. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Really, kind of a choice was going on. Jesus either could save himself or us. And we know the story. We know what he chose. We also, as we go on and read here, that thief who also knew why Jesus was there made a very special request. And his last words. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And I hope we also remember Jesus' reply. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. I share that word in hospital rooms when I'm with family members and their loved ones die. I've shared that word at funerals and at gravesides. But it's important, I think, to share it here today. That thief, though he was suffering for his sins and was going to experience death, that wasn't the end for him. And it's also never going to be the end for us. Maybe it's worth asking, what did the thief really mean? What's he saying when he asks, remember me when you come into your kingdom? And if you'll allow me to unpack that a little bit, and I hope and pray it will make it more meaningful for you as it did for me as the Lord put it on my heart, I think one of the things the thief is saying is, Lord, don't remember my sins, the things that have caused me to be hanging here, dying, suffering, that I deserve this death. Don't remember my sins. I remember them far too well. But I need you to remember your mercy. I need you to be a forgiver to one who is a sinner. Remember me is remember to be a forgiver for all of my sins. I need that. That's why we take the time in each service to remember our own sins, and I pray to turn from them, because we have one who is willing to welcome us into paradise, one who is a forgiver, one who loves us with an everlasting love. I think The thief on the cross was also saying, remember that I'm mortal, Jesus. Death is coming for me. It's just a few breaths away. And I have no hope that I could deliver myself from death. That's why I need you to remember. And I believe you are the deliverer from death. So remember me, Jesus, and be that deliverer for me. We need that too, don't we? As oftentimes as those Astros got up there at the plate and swung all of them so hard to hit that home run. I don't even remember how many innings it was, but it was more strikeouts than there had ever been in a playoff game. That would be like you and I trying somehow, some way, to see if we could swing and we could hit the home run to eternity. I know in this life, eventually an Astros player did, and we rejoice in that. But there hasn't been a human being on this earth yet who's found their own way to heaven and eternity. We've all fallen short. We've all struck out. We all need that deliverer from death. I heard doctors in the hospital say this, and maybe this is meaningful for you too, that, and he says, you know, medicine has its limits. You know, we know medicine can only do so much. God can do all, and he never fails. His miracles may come in different sizes. They may come in different times. The deliverance for this thief is going to be in when he's in paradise that very day. Not a changed life on this earth, but changed soon enough that he could now experience permanent change forever in heaven. I guess maybe when to try to summarize what the thief was really saying, maybe it could be words that you and I could say. Please don't leave me alone. If you've walked this earth for a few years, you have felt alone sometime. If you have walked this earth and suffered some failures, either done by you or done to you, you've experienced how lonely that feels. And to have this thief express this, don't leave me behind. Don't forget me. Don't leave me alone. That's what he's asking. I think it's the cry of all of our hearts. I don't want to be alone, Jesus. I can't face everything in life. I don't want to be alone, Jesus. I can't face what death will bring. I can't do it on my own, Jesus. Don't leave me behind. Bring me with you. Restore me. Make me that fresh, free version of myself I maybe have only been for short moments on this earth. Would you make me that? Jesus offered and heard that prayer, heard that from the thief, and I think hears it from us. Let's again hear how Jesus did that. While he was being crucified, while he was being led out with those two men, those two thieves, when they came to that place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And what was Jesus saying as they nailed his hands and feet and lifted the cross up? He was saying over and over again, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive these thieves beside me. They didn't know that their little stealing here and there would lead to their deaths. Father, forgive these who are crucifying me, for they don't know how close they are to the Savior, but how far from salvation they really are. Father, forgive this crowd that has been cheering and wanting me to die, not realizing that I did come to die by my own choice for them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. For the thief on that cross, for the crowd, for the soldiers, for all of us sinners, Jesus is paying the price. Crushed for our iniquities and the punishment for our sins laid upon him to give us forgiveness, freedom, and that chance at eternal life in heaven. I love how Jesus answered that thief, and I hope you will hear it one more time, maybe addressed to you. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Our salvation is kept in heaven, secure and safe from any suffering in this life, from any decay in our hopes or in our circumstances, from any thief that could ever steal it away. We are held in his hand, and he will not let us go. He loves us. And just as Jesus did not turn away that thief, Jesus will never turn away anyone who turns to him in trusting faith. He'll never turn you away. He'll always say, as you trust, you'll be with me, and I will be with you until then. He never turns us down. One closing thought just to grab from this, a realization. Pilate, it says earlier, released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and he surrendered Jesus to their will. In a strange way, Pilate released one guy for him, his sins, but Jesus, by dying, released all the rest. The billions of us, over the centuries, and for all eternity, released and free. Remember, whatever you are going through or whatever you may go through, he won't forget you. He won't leave you behind. Remember, whatever you are going through or will go through, you will be with him in paradise as you trust him and hold on to him in faith. May we remember the one who will never forget or forsake us all the days of our life. Amen.